From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably personally approved the 2006 assassination of dissident Alexander Litvinenko. Robert Owen, a retired judge serving as the inquiry's chairman, said Thursday his year-long investigation had confirmed the Russian state was responsible for poisoning Litvinenko with radioactive polonium-210. The dissident was exiled in Britain after criticizing Putin. British Prime Minister David Cameron said that further sanctions have been imposed against Russia.
What we've added today, rightly, is further asset freezes, writing again to the prosecuting authorities to see what more can be done.
In Moscow, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said that we regret that a purely criminal case has been politicized and has darkened what she called the general atmosphere of bilateral relations. Here in Washington, the White House said it would not rule out relevant future steps following the British inquiry's conclusion on the death of Litvinenko. Secretary of State John Kerry had a full schedule Thursday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The secretary defended U.S. sanctions against Iran for its ballistic missile program.
We've made it very clear that we use sanctions when we think they are appropriate in order to counter behavior that we believe has broken the law or challenge the United Nations Security Council or threatens the United States.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif had responded to new penalties, saying it indicated the U.S. was, in his words, addicted to using sanctions as a tool for diplomacy. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Thursday that 200 American commandos now in Iraq and Syria are carrying out raids on Islamic State targets, killing or capturing them wherever we find them. The Pentagon chief met Wednesday with his counterparts from France, Germany, Britain, Australia, Italy, and the Netherlands to plot strategy in their fight against the militants. He told candidates at a school for French officers that Russia and Iran can do more to stop Islamic State and to end the civil war in Syria.
They can make a difference, too, by stopping their unending support for Bashar Assad, a chief instigator of radicalism and terrorism in Syria, and instead support a timely political transition ending that disastrous civil war.
Carter said that U.S.-led coalition forces have what he called big arrows pointed at reclaiming Mosul in Iraq and Raqqa in northern Syria, the self-proclaimed capital of the religious caliphate that Islamic State has declared. At least two people have been killed and four others injured by explosions and gunfire at a popular restaurant near the beach in Mogadishu, Somalia. A journalist inside the Lido seafood restaurant told VOA's Somali service that he and more than 20 other people are stranded. He said that gunfire and hand grenade explosions were continuing. Mohammed Hared, the owner of the nearby Indian Ocean restaurant, told VOA's Somali service he heard gunfire and then two separate explosions. A reporter for VOA in Mogadishu says that government security forces have sealed off roads to and from the restaurant. He says ambulances carrying injured people could be seen coming out of the area. Government officials could not immediately be reached for comment. And residents of the eastern United States are preparing for a major winter storm that threatens to dump as much as 60 centimeters of snow on Washington, D.C. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser Thursday declared a state of emergency ahead of the expected blizzard. She issued a snow emergency that is set to begin Friday following the morning rush hour. Washington schools are closed due to the approaching storm, which is expected to cause widespread power outages and paralyzed travel. States of emergency have also been declared in Maryland as well as in Virginia, where Governor Terry McAuliffe said people should, in his words, take the threat of this storm seriously. The massive winter storm is expected to affect millions of people from Kentucky through New England late Friday through Sunday. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.